Good morning, TNC family. On this final Sunday in May and first weekend of summer, the school semester is finished. The earth in the northern hemisphere is tilting towards the sun, and so days of sunlight are longer and temperatures are warmer. Beaches and swimming pools are calling. Flowers are blooming. Trees are teeming with life and growth. And I talk to folks, and there's a sense now of expectation and anticipation about summer schedules and summer plans. Some of you know I teach piano lessons a couple nights a week, and all of my students, all of them, are buzzing about summer. Camps, classes, vacations, play, staying up late, sleeping in late. And their parents are talking about how to deal with increased childcare needs and trying to schedule makeup lessons for weeks. I'm teaching, but they're traveling. And I talked with a college student last week, home for the summer, who was in the process of securing a summer job alongside an online college class. And I talked with several high school students, some getting jobs, some preparing college applications, some graduated and trying to map out the next chapter of their life. And I've heard a half dozen times in the last month already, folks talking about beach trips, beach chairs, beach clothes, beach bodies. And I think with all of this change and excitement also comes some anxiety, the need for extra money to do some of these things, the physical stress and mental stress just from a change in routines, the transition from one season to another. There are a lot of moving and shifting parts this weekend as we launch the summer season. And so I just want to remind you today, at the start of the summer, on this first Sunday of summer, of some of the words and the wisdom of Jesus. Because he's on a hillside on the shores of Galilee, and people have come to listen to him teach about living the good life amid pressures and power struggles and transitions and pain and hope. And Jesus does teach. He gives a famous teaching where he talks about everything: worry, stress, temptations, emotions, ambitions, deceptions, money, sexuality, power, and more. You can read it all beginning in Matthew chapter 5, but today I want to skip to the very end of his teaching as he's winding down his remarks and ask you to listen now to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. And TNC, we now must allow Jesus to teach us in this moment, to speak to us and into our summer. Jesus says, verse 25, Therefore, TNC family, therefore, you who are listening right now, therefore, in light of all the stresses, temptations, dreams, hopes, anxieties, plans, I tell you, do not worry about your life this summer, what you will eat or drink this summer, or about your body this summer, or what you will wear this summer. But, verse 33, seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and then all these things will be given to you as well. Seek first, Jesus says, and then seek first, and then you don't have to be overwhelmed or overcome by the stresses of summer, the money, the parenting, the work, the travel. Seek first. Which, TNC, are our two words for today and for this first Sunday of summer? Our need, our best strategy, our call, and our wisdom for this summer is seek first. I saw a picture this week, an image of what I think this means. It was of a man standing in Minnesota. His left foot was on one side of the Mississippi River, and his right foot was on the other side of the Mississippi River. That's right, this man was straddling the second longest river in the United States that flows through 10 states, dumps 4 million gallons of water into the Gulf of Mexico every second, is one of the largest rivers in the entire world, has 260 species of fish living in it, has 40% of all American birds migrating along it, and continues to be one of the world's most important commercial waterways. This man was straddling the MISSISSIPPI, because he was at the headwaters, standing over one of its northernmost streams. Because the entire life of the Mississippi River flows from a first water, a headwater, a stream. And I saw this picture and it reminded me actually of that great parable by the 20th century Harvard-trained sociologist Irving Zola. This is his parable, quote, "Once upon a time, you and a friend are having a picnic by the side of the river, when suddenly you hear a shout from the direction of the river, where you glance and see that a child is drowning. So without thinking, you both dive in, grab the child, and swim to shore. But before you can recover, you hear another child cry for help. So you and your friend jump back in the river to rescue her as well. Then another struggling child drifts into sight, and another, and the two of you barely can keep up. When suddenly you see your friend wading out of the water, leaving you alone. Where are you going? You shout. Your friend answers, I am going upstream to tackle the guy who's throwing these kids in the water. The end. Because you can respond and react to stresses and problems downstream, or you can get upstream and prevent problems before they happen. This is why Benjamin Franklin famously said, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. And which is the topic of an entire book published a few years ago by Dan Heath called Upstream, in which he tells this parable, and in which, in the first chapter, he tells the story of his parents who had burglars break into their house in Texas. He writes, my parents were taking a walk around the neighborhood, and while they were gone, the burglars kicked in the back door and stole a wallet, two iPhones, and some jewelry. So my parents filed a report with the police, but unfortunately the thieves were never caught. The downstream response failed, he writes. And then he writes suggestions for what might have prevented the burglary altogether. Quote, seconds before a deafening alarm, minutes before the visible evidence of an alarm system, signs, stickers, cameras, warnings of surveillance, hours before a more palpable police presence in the neighborhood, months before, if the thieves had been arrested previously, they might have been enrolled in certain kinds of behavioral therapy that can break the cycle of recidivism. Years before, since no kid grows up aspiring to burglarize homes, create a community context where theft seems pointless because of the plentiful opportunities available. Minutes before, hours before, months before, years before, upstream of the burglary. Which leads me to this. This summer, TNC, our attentions may be diversified and scattered, hopes and worries myriad and magnified, but there's only one thing we need, and it is to stand at the headwaters of this summer and to seek first. And my hope and prayer and desire for you and me is that when we get to, say, Labor Day at the end of summer, we're not downstream trying to rescue our finances, paying off that vacation, or our physical health, trying to mitigate all the coolers full of drinks and ice cream sandwiches, or our academic acumen, students lose about 40% of all they just learned in the summer, or our relationships, commitments, and discouragements, but rather my hope and prayer is that not only will this be the greatest of summers while we're enjoying it, but that will also be a summer where we go upstream now, make decisions first that result in streams of living water flowing into rivers of joy and peace and meaning and abundance. And I think we can, because Jesus summarized how in these two words, seek first. So today, upstream at the headwaters of summer 2023. Let me just flesh out these two words for a few minutes. Seek first, because if we can get them right, then all these other things will be added to us as well. And I want to suggest that seeking first is about two things. Number one, chronology, and number two, priority. Chronology and priority. First is a word of chronology. First, second, third, fourth, fifth. It's a word of chronology. Or as Mark Twain famously said, if it's your job to eat a frog, it's best to do it first thing in the morning. Seek first is a chronological instruction from Jesus involving how you set your daily routines. Bill Walsh, the great NFL coach, said it differently. He just said, get better every day and the score will take care of itself. Best-selling author John Maxwell, who works as a leadership consultant for nonprofits and for-profits, says he's seen it over and over and over again. Quote, nothing changes for an individual or an organization until they change something they do daily. Gretchen Rubin says, what you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while. Jesus taught us to pray, give us today our daily bread. First is a word about paying attention to this day, not tomorrow or next week or next month. And part of what this means, TNC, is be careful about setting goals for the summer, because goals tend to be about where you hope to be at the end, but what we need is about what comes first today. James Clear wrote that wildly best-selling book a few years ago called Atomic Habits, sold like 15 million copies. He writes that goals come with problems because winners and losers, they have the same goals. Every Olympian wants to win a gold medal. Every candidate wants to get the job. Every baseball team wants to win the World Series. Every tennis player wants to win the French Open. Successful and unsuccessful people, they share the same goals. And so the goal cannot be what differentiates the winners from the losers, he writes. Rather, it's about systems that lead to small daily wins. It's about first. Don't worry so much about downstream, TNC. Labor Day, September 4, end of the summer goals. Just every day, starting now, get a win. Get a win today. Get a win every week. Get a win and you'll get to Labor Day. And this process of daily wins will have brought you amazing gifts and rewards. And I know some of you are like, oh yeah, I'm motivated. Great, I'll start tomorrow. No. Today. Today is your day. Seek first. Okay, seek what first? You ask. Well, seek the things of God's kingdom first. Which means here's a small list of some small things you can do first, every day, today. First, pray every day. First, read these scriptures every day. Maybe just one psalm or proverb every day. First, exercise every day. A quarter mile, half mile, 1 mile, just something. Get a win. First, eat and drink mindfully every day. Be aware of how food affects your body. First, execute a plan for making a small deposit into that savings account. First, don't miss a Sunday at our church if you're in town. First, and here's the reverse take, before you ask, what should I do today? First, ask, what should I remove today? Now notice, this isn't about the early bird gets the worm or that you have to do all these things in the first hour after you wake up. No, this is about, these are some daily things you must prioritize at the headwaters of summer that will lead to streams of peace and joy downstream. Guaranteed, Jesus says, these things will be added. And by the way, if it's hard to imagine doing these things alone, ask a friend, pray with them, read the scriptures with them, exercise with them, form an eating, spending, savings plan with them, come to church with them, serve with them, seek first. And first is a chronology word. But first doesn't just mean chronology, it also means priority. First is also a priority word, which means we can look for it in all the places we go this summer. Some of you historians might know this. It was famously said of Napoleon that he could not look at a landscape without seeing a battlefield. This is why one might say if you're a dentist, you cannot look at a smile without seeing teeth. If you're a Braves fan, you can't look at a uniform without seeing Ronald Acuna or Austin Riley. If you're a columnist for a newspaper, you can't look at the world without seeing column topics. And if you're a follower of Jesus, then the natural orientation is, I can't look at a moment without wondering, what is God up to here? Because I expect that the divine is infusing this moment, every atom and electron and all matter and energy. And therefore, each day is this adventure of, what will God show me? What is the divine doing that I can participate in today with my words, time, money, presence, encouragements, through this book I'm reading, in this sunset, on this vacation? TNC, part of the adventure of this summer will be asking spiritual questions and seeking first to know, what is God up to in this moment? And if we do these things, seek first with our chronology and our priority, and if we begin today as we straddle the headwaters of summer 2023, then I believe we're going to get to the end of the summer and not have to worry about where we are, because you won't be downstream drowning trying to find a life vest. Seeking first now means we can be at peace with where we're headed. I want to end now by reading some sentences from the writing of late USC professor and spiritual author Dallas Willard from chapter 7 in his book Renovation of the Heart, where he writes about how you will be able to say, I am at peace, and know that it's true. And again, I'll just ask you to listen to this as if he's writing it directly to you, because I believe he is. He writes, quote, to say I am at peace means I am no longer striving inwardly or outwardly to save some outcome dear to me or to avoid one that I reject. I have released whatever is at issue, and I'm no longer even putting body English or spin on it or inwardly gritting my teeth. It's like TNC, have you ever seen a baseball player hit a ball and it's a fly ball near the foul pole and they move their body, they bend their body in the way they want the ball to go, contortions to the left or the right. Bowlers do this too after releasing a bowling ball. Even though there's nothing they can do, it's gone, yet they act as if the ball they have let go of, they still have some power over. Willard continues, quote, most people carry a heavy burden of care, and usually about things that are important in life. What will happen to their loved ones, their finances, their health, death, their physical appearance, what others will think of them, the future of society, their standing before God, their eternal destiny. But we were not meant to live carrying the burden of outcomes. We are meant to seek first and then let go. Release whatever is at issue. We are meant to come to God and find a peace that comes from acceptance of His gift of rest and life in His Son, and ultimately to be assured of the outcome of our entire life. And TNC, I believe that this is the beauty of seeking first, of bringing our worries and weariness, our burdens and uncertainties, our schedules and plans, our hopes and dreams upstream of seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness, and then finding that all these other things have been added as well. So let's seek first this summer. Will you pray with me? God, we are going to release this summer to you now, right here in this prayer, And for every person listening now, will you pray this prayer alongside me? God, I give you this day, this first day of summer. And I embrace your words, come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And God, as the text says, John chapter 7, let anyone who is thirsty come, and rivers of living water will flow from within them. God, we come at the headwaters of this summer, and we resolve together as a TNC family to seek first, in chronology and priority, the things of your kingdom. May rivers of living water flow in and through us, bringing life and joy and peace, and everyone along the way benefiting this summer. And now, TNC, may the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you at the headwaters of this summer and give you peace. Amen.